For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. According to a recent analysis by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, South Carolina will be among the states hit hardest by the looming trade war, threatening the more than $30 billion in goods exported from the state each year. The state exports cars, steel products, refrigerators, soybeans, and many other goods, putting it in the top three states in the country that relies on exports and imports. According to the U.S. Chamber, almost 580,000 jobs in the state are tied to trade, and there are more than 6,000 companies operating here that export goods around the world. Recent announcements by President Trump of new tariffs or taxes on products from China, Canada, Mexico, and the EU, and retaliatory tariffs by those nations on goods we import is already affecting the state's economy. Last week, BMW warned that proposed tariffs on imported cars to this country could impact the 9,000 workers employed at its Spartanburg County facility, BMW's largest in the world. The CEO of Volvo recently was quoted as saying the escalated tariffs could jeopardize many of the 4,000 jobs planned at its new Berkeley County production site. South Carolina boasts that it has more direct foreign investment per capita than any other state. And as Professor William Hawk of USC's Darla Moore School of Business explains, today, South Carolina's thriving economy is highly dependent on international trade.
On the one hand, South Carolina probably still has some sore memories from maybe 25, 30 years ago when a lot of the textile industry was hurt pretty bad by international trade. So there's maybe a certain sympathy in some quarters for what the Trump administration is trying to do. But at the same time, it's important to realize how much the South Carolina economy has transformed in the last few decades. It's one that's become very heavily dependent on foreign investment, and it's one that's become very heavily dependent on exports to the world market.
Republican 1st District Congressman Mark Sanford, long a proponent of free trade policies, says so many South Carolina jobs are now tied to the global economy, a trade war could have severe consequences.
Imagine, out of every three boats you see coming in and out of the port in Charleston, and out of every three trucks you see moving up or down 26 or I-95, that two of those trucks or two of those boats disappears and there's only one. It would have an amazing impact in a wide variety of different businesses across our state.
The Port of Charleston is at the center of the state's international trade. State Ports Authority CEO James Newsom says the state and national economies are so strong right now, he doesn't envision a prolonged trade war.
I don't see that happening, frankly. I think it would be so destructive for the world economy that I think cooler heads would prevail. We're certainly watching it closely. We don't think it's going to erupt into a full-scale long-term trade war.
But the effects of the escalating tariffs are already being felt here. State Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers says compared to a month ago, South Carolina-grown soybeans have already lost 15% to 20% in the futures market.
30% of the acreage of U.S. agriculture and maybe South Carolina agriculture gets exported, even though we could use all of the beans that we grow in South Carolina for our poultry feed. Nevertheless, exports impact the price that if I sold beans 20 miles away from my farm, the price of them are still impacted by what happens in China.
South Carolina's economy is booming. Unemployment is at a record low. But as a state that is so dependent on international trade, its economic future may be determined by the global economy. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.